been saying for the last 20 years, okay, work from home is the best, smartest way to operate, bar none, okay? Why in God's name would anybody, okay, unless they have to be in a workshop, you know, like, you know, automotives, you know, where you actually have to be fixing a car or something where it's just has to be done within a certain space. But you know, most of the jobs, like 80% of roles, there's no reason whatsoever why they cannot be performed from a home office. Okay, we've got incredible Wi-Fi everywhere, pretty much. You know, we've got self-accountability, you know, being in front of, you know, your colleagues or your boss. Let's be honest, you know, how does that actually, you know, make you work harder or smarter? It doesn't. You know, a lot of research says and shows that we're a lot more efficient and a lot better workers when we're working from home. Isn't it logical? You know, is it not logical that when you're working from home, when you're working from your own environment, okay, you know, me sitting by my pool, okay, and, you know, doing work, which I do quite often. I've got, you know, some pool chairs there, banana chairs, that are pretty comfortable. And I sit by my pool, you know, I can hear the, I've got fountains there in the pool, and I can hear this beautiful sound of the water, right? And, you know, sun, beautiful greenery, just lovely, lovely, lovely. And, you know, I'm working in a beautiful environment. I am comfortable, I'm in my own space. Why would I not be performing better? Of course I would. Same with you. You know, you love your couch, you love your comfy chairs, you love your office space. It's your space, you've created it. And that concept goes even further, okay, in my mind. I really believe that we are in a world that is not built for us. Okay, just the whole thing of, you know, going to the office in order to perform work, in order to get paid, in order to live, you know, in houses that we're not in for 5 days a week when we're working in an office or outside of home. To me, it never made any sense. And, you know, now I think people are starting to click onto that fact, which is, it's insanity. I've got, you know, my own space, my own comfort zone. Why can't I be productive? I'm far more productive within that space. Well, I go even further, and 20 years ago, 21 years ago now, in all honesty, I was a very pregnant 29-year-old mother of one at the time. I had a 4-year-old, so a toddler really, and I was working in a very corporate environment in Surry Hills in Sydney City. I was a business trainer, so I was a you know, adult educator basically in business subjects, and I loved it. You know, I did. I loved it. I loved teaching. I loved the fun of it. I loved the dynamics. I loved the program development. I loved the corporate culture. I was very built for it. You know, massive energy. You know. But life changes, yeah? So I guess when I found out that I was pregnant with baby number two, and I've always had this needling suspicion that, you know, life is not built for us, okay? Life is actually built almost to make us uncomfortable and to keep us, you know, in a state of slavery almost. I've always had this suspicion, and it never sat well with me. And so when I had baby number two and I was doing this hectic life, right? From the outside, it looked phenomenal, right? There I am, I had it all. You know, I had beautiful 4-year-old, you know, I had an amazing career. My employer adored me. They would, you know, go to the ends of the earth to make me comfortable. I could work some days from home if I really wanted to, etc., etc. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't built for me. I was still living this hectic life, and I still wasn't earning enough to feel really comfortable and secure in my, you know, in my needs. And then I had, you know, I found out I was pregnant with baby number two, and, you know, there I am wobbling, right? Like really prego, right? Wobbling and, you know, teaching adults that are, you know, not the easiest to teach, to be honest. They're probably the most difficult, you know. I think kindy is a lot easier. But so I was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to have two little babies, pretty much, and, you know, commute to, you know, the city every day? Massive, massive commute. It was 3 hours a day for me just in commuting, right? Just in waste of time. and you know, how am I going to be able to keep it all together and you know, spend my weekends recovering, because you know, it's intense. Yeah, the work was quite intense. I loved it, but it was intense. There was a lot of performance based you know, what we call KPIs, you know, key performance indicators, and it was pretty high level. So how am I going to achieve this? And it wasn't really viable, to be honest. It was not viable. And so I had to stop and think, okay, you know what? I really don't think things are built for my comfort. So I'm going to have to sort this out. And I went on this crazy search to try and find something that would fit in with me. And I looked at opportunities out there, and I looked at all the, you know, online stores and, you know, those eBay and, you know, what's equivalent to the Amazon craze right now. It's all absolute bullshit. Let me tell you, you need to really look and think deeply, right? I was like, this is just garbage. Like, I'm, you know, if I was going to be online as a retailer of any kind, of anything, let's be honest, I'm competing with China and India, right? Who, you know, produce the items themselves at like, you know, 2% of our cost. Like, it's not going to happen, right? And people find this out. It takes them 3 years of doing online retailing or doing some kind of, you know, whiz banging kind of business, and they fall over and they, you know, it clicks on that, hey, we're not really in a competitive position for that. All right. So what does that mean? Where does that leave me? All right, I went, okay, let's go traditional business. Let's look for traditional business. And I looked around and I looked at childcare centers, which is a very lucrative business. And, you know, it sounded fantastic. I'd have my kids there, bloody blah, almost bought one. And then I stopped and I went, hold on, what is it that I'm trying to achieve? Again, you have to go back. So, you know, I would have been working 60 hours a week as the owner of a childcare center. Is that what I really want? It's not about money, it's about more than money. So one of the realizations was, how do I design my life, okay, to suit me? And you know, what I came back with is, I want a business that I can do from home or anywhere in the world, because you know, I'm an avid traveler. I love travel, I love the foreign experience. And you know, two, I want a business that, you know, that would be having very low overhead, so it's not a risk. So I can switch it off if I'm going to have another baby, for example. I can switch it off if I need to, you know, look after a family member who's unwell. I can, without it draining my resources, without it hurting me and costing me. It's very important that it's low overhead, low risk. I wanted a business that had no marketing costs, because marketing is what really kills your business. Let's be honest. That's that marketing budget. Okay, that's 30% of your profit margin in any business. It's horrendous. So where do you find a business that has no overheads? I looked high and low, and you know, wanted something that would resonate with me, because I didn't want to just, you know, sell doodads and garbage to people. And, you know, feel like I'm really doing people a disservice just to get money. It's like, yeah, take this piece of thing, take this piece of shit, right? And just give me money. And I didn't want that kind of transaction that was meaningless, that had no soul, right? I didn't want to be there at all. And I think part of what really hurts us as people, in all honesty, is doing something that is of no real purpose or real value. We're not idiots, none of us are. You know, we sense it when we are doing stuff just to earn that living, just to put that bread on the table. And that long term, that lack of integrity hurts us. I really believe so. I think the most important thing above money is having a purpose that resonates with your own values. And my values were and always will be about enriching other people. It's very important for me. Two things, you know, the concept of liberty, okay, and personal sovereignty, which is I am free, I am not a slave, I am a free human being, and you know, I've got a right to express myself and be true to myself. That's very important to me. And the other one is, you know, not only do I want to get there, I want others to be liberated and free and happy. I want to serve in that way, you know? Very tall order. And the bottom line is, I found banking funds, or, you know, the sister states, there's like, you know, nearly $24 billion in Australia alone, you know, coming close to 80, 90 billion worldwide. It's just a monstrous industry, money-wise, like the amount of money that's in there. And I felt really good about taking the money that's owed to someone and giving it right back to them, because our system, again, is not set up to serve the individual. It's not set up to help you. You know, if something is you know, if you owe, with all due respect, if you owe the government money, they will find you. If they owe you money, somehow it just, you know, evaporates. And that has always been a grievance of mine. And so, in a way, it was righting a justice, or righting an injustice that was in our system, and being part of, you know, natural justice and natural, I guess, creating a more harmonious or more equilibrium. And that sits really well with me, right? I was refunding, you know, volumes, millions of dollars, basically. And, you know, as I did that, of course, I had, you know, a fee that I was charging. And through that, I made a lot of money. That's how my wealth was created. You know, I helped people get their money back. And, you know, I've had stories where someone said, you know, literally, I can't believe this. You know, it was something like, I think it was like $24,000, $23,000 and some change. And, you know, I refunded it to this lady, this client of mine, that was, you know, a client of my agency. And, you know, she said to me, you know, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe this money's, you know, been sitting there for all these years. I desperately needed this. You know, there was, you know, a personal circumstance and she needed this money desperately, and it came at the right time. And, you know, when that happens, when you are part of that kind of transaction, it changes you forever. And when you do that day in, day out, you become, I guess, a happier person at a very deep level. And, you know, that is really what we're about.